USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a professor of medicine and surgery at George Washington University and tells CNN that with more people getting fully vaccinated, now is the time to carefully reopen.
I think we should start to open, and I think the CDC needs to be more proactive in providing these guidelines. But vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission. So we should be cautiously opening our economy to people who have been fully vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An apparent warning over COVID from Washington is not being well received in Florida. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you, there's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. And we're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A former vice president gets to add a new title to his name, Grandpa. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and former Second Lady Karen Pence have announced the birth of their first grandchild in a Twitter post. The couple's oldest son, Michael Pence, and his wife, Sarah, welcomed their daughter this week. Karen Pence tweeted, "So excited to announce the arrival of our first grandchild, Avery Grace Pence." She said, "We praise God that little Avery, her mommy, and daddy are all doing just great." The former vice president and second lady have been married since 1985 and have three children together, including two daughters, Charlotte and Audrey. Michael Pence serves as a pilot as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Marines. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Earth will get a large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there is no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it passes us by. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.